August 19, 1910. Jesus pours his bitternesses. Fear that it might be the devil. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, inside a church, and above the altar there was the celestial queen and baby Jesus, who was all in tears. The celestial mama, making a sign with her eyes, made me understand that I should take the baby in my arms and do as much as I could to calm him. I drew near him and I took him in my arms. I squeezed him to myself and I said to him, "My pretty little one, what is it? Pour yourself out with me. Isn't love the balm and the alleviation for all of your sorrows? Isn't love that which makes one forget everything, that sweetens everything and pacifies any dispute? If you cry, there must be something discordant between your love and that of the creatures. Therefore let us love each other. Give me your love, and I will love you with your own love." And then, who can say all the nonsense I told him? He seemed to stop crying a little bit, but not completely. And he disappeared. Then, the following day, again, I found myself outside of myself, inside a garden, and I was following the Via Crucis way of the cross. And while doing this, I found Jesus in my arms. As I arrived at the 11th station, Blessed Jesus, no longer able to resist, stopped me, and drawing his mouth near mine, he poured something thick and liquid into it. The liquid I was able to swallow, but the thick part would not go down, so much so, that when Jesus moved his mouth from me, I had to pour it to the ground. Then I looked at Jesus, and I saw that a liquid, thick and pitch black, was flowing from his mouth. I was frightened very, very much, and I said to him, "It seems to me that you are not Jesus, Son of God, and of Mary Mother of God, but the devil. It is true that I want you, that I love you, but it is always Jesus that I want, never the devil. With him I want nothing to do. I am content with being without Jesus, rather than having anything to do with the devil." And to be more sure, I marked Jesus with the sign of the cross, and then I signed myself. In order to dispel my fright, Jesus withdrew that black liquid into himself, which was impossible to look at, and he told me, "My daughter, I am not the devil. What you see is nothing but the great iniquities that creatures do against me, and which I will pour upon them, for I can no longer contain them. I poured some into you, and you were unable to contain everything, so you poured it to the ground. I will continue to pour upon them." And as he was saying this, he made me comprehend what chastisements he will make rain from heaven. He will wrap the peoples in mourning, in most bitter and harrowing tears, and because of that little bit which he poured into me, he will spare, if not completely, part of our town. Then he showed a great mortality of peoples because of epidemics, earthquakes and other accidents. How many desolations, how many miseries!